This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Bucknutters. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. Back after a respite, not a restful one. I have kids. Usually on Tuesdays, we have Dwayne Long on here. Dwayne is incapacitated today. So what do? Went with a heavy hitter. The Dean of Ohio State Recruiting, Bill Kerlick, joins us. Bill, how goes it?
Going very well. We have sun here in Columbus, Ohio, and that leads me to the thought that Ohio State was very fortunate this past weekend with the weather. I mean, it rained so much here in Columbus the week last week that I was building an ark. But the skies cleared, and for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it was like Chamber of Commerce weather here. And then, of course, on Monday, after the huge weekend, it rains again. So, you know, they have to be happy as can be that the weather cooperated so well for their biggest recruiting weekend of the year this past weekend.
Does this mean the man above is a Buckeyes fan? I don't know, but I think we all know the answer to that. Bill, let's talk answers. The big one everyone's discussing now is running back recruiting. There's some panic in the streets of Buckeyes. There's some panic in the streets for Buckeye fans. I am not one of those. I happen to think a big reason this is taking place is because of the current roster setup. The two freshmen getting the rock a lot this year will dissuade some from coming, but let's start with that. We're going to break down some running backs here, and then we're going to go rapid fire through recruits and get the Dean's update so you guys can end this call as educated as possible. Number one, let's talk about these three dudes, Bijan Robinson, Sam Adams, and E.J. Smith. Bijan Robinson, we've talked about him ad nauseum, as it appears the Kendall Milton ship has likely sailed, possibly towards Athens of the SEC. Two other names have percolated up, Sam Adams, teammate of Gee Scott, and E.J. Smith, son of Emmett Smith. We don't want to besmirch Sam Adams' dad, who was a fine defensive tackle and a Ravens Super Bowl winner. What is the latest on that trio? What is the latest on running back recruiting? Let's leave Diamante Trainum out of this, as we will get to him later.
Well, before I get to Adams, E.J. Smith, and Milton, I'm gonna inject Trainum in here real quick. You know, the three on the board: Bijan Robinson, Jalen Knighton, and Diamante Trainum. You know, those are the three that Ohio State has certainly gone after, you know, with a lot of passion. Those are the big three to me. And I really believe that none of the three are out of the question for Ohio State still. Robinson, certainly, you know, I think they have a shot there. Knighton had a great official visit. And in his case, I think much of it's going to come down to, does he want to go away from home or not? In fact, a good source told me that they think that's going to be what it really comes down to. Does he want to go away from home? He's either going to end up, I believe, at Ohio State or Florida State, and what does he prefer on that? So I would not count any of those three out of the mix. Ohio State is continuing to recruit them, so as long as they're recruiting him, I don't count them out of the mix. Getting to the other three, I do agree. In all likelihood, the ship has sailed for Milton. I think he's going to most likely end up at Georgia. You can find some sentiment out there that maybe Alabama swayed him enough on his official visit to get him there. But I think that's, a long shot for Ohio State. I don't think it's going to happen. Adams and Smith, with E.J. Smith, he's long told me that he really likes Ohio State. Will Ohio State go all in on him? We'll have to wait and see. Adams, the official visit went well, but I have a hard time thinking he's not going to Washington at this point, and we'll see. So, really, there are options out there. We haven't even talked about some others, like Michael Drennan. So there are some options out there. It just depends on what way everything falls. And to be honest, if they can get either Robinson or Knighton, that would be absolutely huge for the Buckeyes.
Okay, we're going to go rapid fire here. I'll give you a name. You give me the Dean's Notes version, not the Cliff Notes version, of the current recruitment of this cat. Starting in the secondary, a name we've heard a lot about, and we will hear a lot about in the boarding house today, Lathan Ransom.
Certainly like a high stakes chances there. I'm not as convinced as everyone else that it's quite the done deal right now. In fact, I'm going to be checking with another source this morning that I feel is a really good source. But certainly, if as of right now, it looks really good for Ohio State. And when you look at the entire safety group that Ohio State is going after. You've got him. You've got Kim Martinez, who made an official visit this past weekend, and that went very well. You've got Court Williams, who is being recruited as a safety bullet, and that went very well. Then the other one being Makari Page, and I think Ohio State's going to get at least two, and they may get three of those guys, and those three right now, to me, would be Court Williams, Cam Martinez, and Lathan Ransom.
Martinez and Williams are on my list here, and you nailed those. Let me ask you a question about Williams. When I watch him on tape, he does not play a lot of linebacker. He has his hand in the dirt a lot of the time. Now, he looks, sounds-wise, like an outside linebacker or a future safety. Does that concern you with a staff at all? Do you think that he's essentially going to be changing positions?
Now, Jeff Hafley, he's going to, providing he ends up at Ohio State, which, again, I think he will. I've had a crystal ball to Ohio State for a while. He's going to get the best coaching out there as far as defensive back play goes. He's going to be coached by Jeff Hafley, who's been in the NFL and has a great reputation, and Hafley is recruiting him as a safety, a bullet safety. I don't have any qualms about that whatsoever, and he feels like that position fits him really well, as he and Jeff Hafley have called it the Cam Chancellor position, and he thinks that is fit exactly to his liking.
Yeah, if you watch him on tape, Court Williams enjoys the physical part of football. He is a hitter, and it jumps out of the tape. He's an intense guy on the field, so the idea of him in that bullet position definitely makes a lot of sense. Okay, next name, Cody Simon.
Like a high stage chances there, but not a done deal at this point. He had a great official visit. He had a number of questions coming into that visit, and he and I talked about this, as a matter of fact. He had some questions coming into that visit, and he got them all answered to his satisfaction. Now, Penn State is still working hard, pressing hard to get him. My feeling is he probably doesn't go there. Nebraska would love him to go there. I like Ohio State's chances in that one, but it's not a done deal at this point. He's still thinking things through.
This guy, at one point in time, was the most feared interior hoops presence in Southwest Ohio. He is now one of the best defensive linemen in the state, Darion Henry.
Yeah, he's going to announce on Saturday. I talked to his coach yesterday. He's going to announce his decision on Saturday, and you might have to peel me up off the ground if he's not a Buckeye. I would be shocked at that.
I would agree. That would be a stunner of epic proportions, considering he and Paris Johnson are now high school teammates. Huge upset if Henry goes elsewhere. sticking with the Cincinnati theme here, tight end prospect Joe Royer.
Well, he's a guy that one of the guys that Ohio State would have liked to have gotten a commitment from before he left campus. They had six guys that they were targeting to get commitments from before they left campus, and he was one of them. In his case, obviously, it didn't happen, but I still tend to like Ohio State's chances there. Not a done deal by any stretch. You know, I know he is certainly considering Penn State. Arizona State is a factor there. And there's one or two others. I think he's in the thinking through process. He's one that I'm going to keep an eye on. As people probably know, I do not like to flip my crystal ball picks around once I put them on somebody. I like to keep them there and make the pick that with that in mind. But he's a guy that I have the crystal ball pick on Ohio State right now, but I'm keeping a watch on that. And Buckeye fans, hopefully I don't end up changing that probably. So we'll see. But, you know, the visit went well this past weekend. He just didn't end up committing.
Interesting. All right, some names we brought up earlier. Let's just sum this up. Demonte Trainum, do you have him headed to Arizona State like Bill Green?
I have him as foggy right now in my crystal ball. You know, I think that Arizona State's a very realistic option. I think he very well could end up there. I'm not ready to flip my pick all the way to Arizona State, so I've got him foggy right now.
I got a niece and a nephew that went to Ohio State and a nephew who's at Arizona State now. I'm telling you the Buckeyes is the better choice. Train them. All right, a guy, another guy you mentioned, Cam Martinez. He's an interesting guy. The crystal ball action on him hasn't been heavy, but it does seem like a lot of the people that I talk to really do think he's going to be a Buckeye. Are you the same?
Yeah, I am. I've had him crystal ball to Ohio State for quite some time now. And I know talking to people that were at Ohio State this past weekend, they feel good about how things went and where Ohio State stands with him. I think it is going to be the Buckeyes that win out in this battle.
Two guys you talked about today that are names we haven't heard as much about. Let's hit them in one spot here. Defensive ends, Kedrick Bingley-Jones and Jacoby Cowan.
Well, those are two guys that I think Ohio State is battling the home state school, North Carolina, for. In the case of Cowan, I think there's also a couple other schools in the mix. I think Ohio State is in a pretty good position with Cowan, but I hesitate a little bit on that in that Cowan likes to keep people guessing. So, one that, you know, while it looked good for a certain school, and in this case that certain school would be Ohio State, you know, he could do something different. But right now, you know, I think if the choice – I'm not ready to crystal ball him yet, but if I was going to crystal ball him right now, it would be to Ohio State.
All right, Bill, wrapping up, there's been a tremendous amount of recruiting activity over the last few weeks. Let people know about the month ahead here. The period has changed.
Well, you know, this is a dead period, and then there's a small window. It goes till the end of July, and there's a small window in there that the dead period is off. You know, so that'll be an interesting time. But there's going to be a lot of decisions made regarding Ohio State guys that the Buckeyes are recruiting before that dead period, and I think, as I wrote about in What I Am Hearing on Sunday, I think in the next week to 2 weeks, there's going to be a lot of guys making decisions and I think a number of them are going to be for Ohio State. Darion Henry, for instance. I think Cody Simon could make his decision during this dead period. Court Williams certainly could make his decision during the dead period. So there's a couple others. So there's going to be a lot of action going on. And I also might add that we've got the opening finals coming up, and I'll be at that That'll be starting on Sunday, June 30th, and going till July 3rd. And there's a lot of guys Ohio State is recruiting and would like to have in this class that are going to be at the opening finals. So that certainly is another thing to really keep an eye on. It's going to be fun to watch.
We will have Bill there. We will have Steve Wiltfong there. 24/7 will be there in force in Dallas. The opening is always great coverage, and we will have it all. We appreciate everyone stopping by. I hope you got a little more educated with the theme. Have a good one, Tough Nutters.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.